Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In Luke chapter 12, verse 22, Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not be anxious about your life." He invites us to seek God's kingdom rather than waste our time worrying about whether God will provide for our needs. Our Heavenly Father feeds the birds and clothes the lilies of the field, so why wouldn't He feed and clothe His most beloved children? In fact, He has recently taught them to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." No, seek God's kingdom, and all the basic needs of life will be provided for you. But we live in a world filled with anxiety and fear. We are anxious about going out at night, riding the underground, or even letting our children play in the park alone. The tension is palpable in train stations and airports. Many are regularly and unexpectedly overcome by fear and gripped with terror as they only attempt to live out their daily lives. However, the Bible is not naive. We are to honestly face and try to deal with troubling issues in our lives. To ignore danger is mere foolishness, but it is also wrong to be immobilized by excessive anxiety and worry. As I read this text from Luke chapter 12, I was struck by the fact that Jesus was speaking to His disciples, those who called Him Lord. Yes, Jesus knows that even His followers, those who are supposed to seek God's kingdom above all things without fear, are often the ones who are anxious and paralyzed by that fear. Allow me to give you a recent example from my own life. I was visiting my mother in Nebraska to celebrate her birthday. I was scheduled to fly out on a Friday from Omaha to Chicago before catching a flight which would land in London on Saturday afternoon. So I arrived at the airport Friday afternoon to see panic at the airline desk. I heard a woman say down the phone, "Get him down here right now. We're experiencing a crisis situation." Those aren't the words you want to hear as you prepare to board your plane. It turns out there were thunderstorms over Chicago, which meant that all flights in and out had been canceled. So I would have to spend the night in Omaha and catch a flight the next day. So the airline gave me a hotel voucher for the night. So I headed off to the hotel to check in. But it turns out the hotel's name and address on the voucher didn't match up, so they wouldn't accept it. As you might guess, my stress levels were beginning to rise steadily. Thankfully, I was with some friends from Omaha who generously invited me to spend the night with them. But I knew that they were heading out on a camping trip the next morning, and I didn't want to inconvenience them. So, again, it caused me some anxiety, but they insisted. While relaxing with them, it dawned on me that my flight was not going to land until Sunday morning at 7 a.m. in London, giving me only 3.5 hours to make it to the church for the service on time. Anxiety struck, so I tried phoning a retired pastor in the congregation, but I got no response. Then I rang an elder who was at his granddaughter's birthday party. I know that I put him in a panic, but he said he would take care of everything and that I shouldn't worry, even though I had caused him to worry. The entire night I tossed and turned, wondering how the next day was going to pan out. Thankfully, everything went well. In fact, my flight to London left early, and we were way ahead of schedule when the pilot came over the intercom and announced that Heathrow was experiencing some very heavy congestion problems. It would be about another 30 minutes before we could land. Oh well, we were still going to be in earlier than scheduled. We landed, and I was off the plane like a whippet, zooming down the corridor to immigration. I left hundreds of people in my wake. But as I turned the corner into the UK Border Patrol, I was faced with a queue of about 500 people. Well, the pilot did say we were experiencing some major congestion problems. It was now about 7 a.m., and I figured it would take me an hour to clear customs, so that still would just about give me enough time to make the service. But my stress levels were beginning to rise. And that's exactly what happened. Just before 8 a.m., I was heading down the stairs to collect my baggage. Anxiety again. No suitcase. All the baggage had been unloaded from the flight, but mine was nowhere to be seen. Eventually, after contacting lost luggage, it was traced, and my bag and I were reunited. But it had cost me over 20 minutes. My heart was racing. I left for the underground, and after surviving several slow-moving trains, I eventually made it to Victoria, caught the train to Petswood, and I managed to cross the threshold of the church with 10 minutes to spare. But as I did, looking like death warmed over, Pastor Jenks met me, dressed in his vestments, and my elder shook my hand and said, "I told you not to worry. We had it all under control." And both of them ordered me to relax and grab a pew. This one was on them. It was a wonderfully humbling experience to once again realize that the proclamation of God's word didn't rest entirely on me. I had wasted so much time and energy fretting about what was going to happen that I had completely lost all perspective of what was really important. The gathering of God's people around His word and sacraments, not me being there on time. God was still present among His people whether I was present there or not. Anxiety paralyzes, but knowing that God is in complete control of all things liberates us to really live our lives. Jesus said, "Do not be anxious about your life," because we know that we are in His hands. And if Jesus is for us, ultimately, what can be against us? Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, in this earthly life, we endure sufferings and death before we enter into eternal glory. Grant us grace at all times to subject ourselves to your holy will and to continue steadfast in the true faith to the end of our lives, that we may know the peace and joy of the blessed hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.